lowest points were back in the mid-1990s, when we discovered all of these patients who were suffering from drug-resistant tuberculosis. There was no money to treat them. Everybody in the world told us that we shouldn't treat them. And we were sitting there in a slum in Lima, Peru, watching them die, but in the process, watching them infect their family members and infect the people around them. And it was just the most hopeless feeling. We knew that we were sitting on top of an absolutely explosive epidemic. We knew that in South Africa and in the Russian prison system, it was also happening. And all the smart people in the world were telling us, forget about it, it'll go away, when we knew it wouldn't. And so it just felt like the whole world was somehow skewed in a direction that was both dangerous and at some point evil. And then of course the high point was when we started receiving support, first from George Soros, who gave us our first grants. And then we received a huge grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And today, you know, we're continuing to try to fight this battle, but at least now the forces are aligned in a very positive direction.